This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Oh, that, wow. Black Makos of the Abyss. I'm nervous already. Remember how we interviewed the Vegas? The Golden Knights, the Army's parachute team?
Yes.
And how they were all...
Not the hockey team.
Not the hockey team, yeah. But the actual show parachute team that they're always coming to... They jump at Forest Park, and they're really cool and fun.
To be clear, that's not the only place they jump.
No, but they did come
like,
to St. Louis.
Yeah.
That was the whole thing.
Yeah.
But they are terrified of the water. These guys jump out of airplanes for a living.
Mm-hmm.
They hang over the edge of the plane and look out like it's nothing, and I'm terrified of what they're doing. They are afraid of the water. And they say because you don't know what's down there, I can at least see what's in the sky. And to talk about Shark Week with us, because it is Shark Week happening right now, Keith Poe is a shark expert and shark tagger. He's been doing this for 30 years. And the Shark Week team has discovered some unusual black makos off the California coast. And Keith is with us to talk about it. And by the way, Black Makos of the Abyss tonight on Discovery at 9 o'clock. Keith, how you doing? It's good to talk to you again.
Good morning. Good to talk to you guys again.
All right. Tell us about these black makos and should we be afraid of them? Because I'm scared now.
Well, I certainly wouldn't want to swim with them. They're very aggressive. I've only seen about three of them in 30 years, and I've seen over 5,000. So 3 out of 5,000 is quite unique. And they're here in Southern California. And the times that I've seen them, they've been extremely aggressive, and they look completely different than the other makos. So it's a mystery that we're intrigued by that we want to unfold.
So you mentioned that they're different than the other makos, which tend to be more like dark blue, I guess, or gray. So is it really a new, quote unquote, discovery, the black makos? They've never been seen before?
Well, no one's described them before that I'm aware of, but they do look like a longfin mako, but there are some characteristics about them that aren't the same. And generally, longfin makos are dark like this, but they're skinnier and longer. And this shark is very bulky and extremely aggressive, and it was beating up all the other sharks and wouldn't let them near the boat. It kept biting the boat and tearing the buckets off the boat.
Wow.
So it's very unique in that regard.
So they're aggressive, right? Mm-hmm. Are they more aggressive than typical makos? And then what are makos compared to? Like, I've always heard that tiger sharks and bull sharks are really aggressive. You know, we all think about the great white because that's the Jaws shark, right? But the bull shark, tiger shark, from what I understand, are way more aggressive toward humans. Where do these makos fit in?
Okay, well, if you look at the exhaust ports on a mako and a great white compared to the sharks you're talking about, tigers and bulls, they have a much larger gill section, which means they're much more active and have a lot more power and strength and endurance. And the makos here aren't like makos in most other places. These here seem to be predominantly predating on marine mammals like great whites. So they're very aggressive in that regard to begin with. But this black mako is just...
I think we lost Keith.
Nope.
Is he there? Nope, we lost him.
Nope, we will get that Keith
was,
back.
That was one hell of a cliffhanger. Keith Poe is back with us. We have reestablished connection. And you were about to say something about the black mako. You said the black mako is just... And then we lost.
Yeah.
So we are assuming you're about to say the most dangerous thing in the world.
Well, just let me tell you, in the show, we're going out to try to find out what is the deal with the shark, what makes it different from the other sharks. We're trying to figure out if it's just a pigment situation or if it's a normal mako, a regular mako that has a custom cool paint job on it, or if it's a mutant that has some sort of darker color that's from a genetic factor or from environmental factors like pollution off the between Palos Verdes and California, or between Palos Verdes and Catalina Island here in Southern California, there's a toxic dump out there where there's barrels all over the ocean floor full of DDTs and PCBs. And we don't know if that could be one of the factors. So we're looking into that. And we don't know if it's possibly, but very unlikely, two different species that have gotten together. So those are all the things that we're looking at. And then we're trying to figure out what it is about this shark that makes it so unique. I took and was going to get genetic samples and tag the black mako, but unfortunately the times that I ran into them, I wasn't on permit, so you can't do that unless you're on permit. So I'm, and during the show, that's what we're trying to do, is catch one, tag one, and get the genetic sample and figure out exactly what it is and come up with some answers for everybody in the show.
The show you're talking about is Black Makos of the Abyss, tonight on Discovery at 9 o'clock, and Keith will be a part of that show. He's featured there, so you're going to want to tune in tonight.
Okay, I know that in so many areas, Keith, ignorance is bliss, and we've all seen people who've done things and go, oh man, if they only knew... If they only knew how dangerous that was, they wouldn't do that. I look at surfers. We were just talking about a pro surfer who was attacked by a shark. When you see surfers like off the coast of California or wherever it may be, you, knowing what you know, do you think surfers are crazy? Would you say, I would absolutely never surf because I'm sitting fodder for the sharks out there?
Well, I'll tell you what, there's a lot of things to take in consideration when you think about that. I don't get in the water because every time I go to the water, all I see is giant marine mammal killers that eat animals the size of me. So,
So that's, but you're out there, right? Like you're well offshore. If you're a beachgoer, would you get into the water, you know, right off the beach?
I would in most places that are very populated, but if it's a marine mammal area where there's lots of marine mammals there, I would not get in the water because that's generally where the adults congregate. But generally speaking, in Santa Monica Bay and up and down the coast in Orange County here, you just have juvenile great whites there, and they're eating halibut, skates, and rays on the bottom, and they have no interest in humans whatsoever, and there's no danger there. But sometimes you have the sub-adults that are around 9-10 feet that are transferring from fish eating to marine mammal eating, and they might take an opportunity that could be an accidental human bite. And you know, but generally just investigating, and they're transitioning, and then they'll move over to the areas where there's just marine mammal haulouts, which are generally not where most places are really populated. They're in very remote locations, and that's why the marine mammals have hauled out there, because they feel safe away from humans.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
You know, in St. Louis, for some reason, a lot of us St. Louisans go to Destin, Florida for vacation. And I never, ever pictured sharks in Destin, Florida, or that Fort Walton Beach area. But I think it was just last year that there were some shark attacks in that area. How unusual is it to have these sharks in Destin? Is it that we've been ignorant, or are those sharks really congregating more in that area?
Okay, I'm in Southern California, and I can pretty much tell you anything you want to know about over here, but okay. I can't tell you on the East Coast.
Okay, because I feel like there have been areas, and maybe there's areas like that in Southern California, beaches that used to be considered pretty populated, pretty safe, have seen an influx of sharks. Have you seen that anywhere in California?
Absolutely. The commercial fishing industry here had a lot of destructive gear that was very detrimental to the shark populations here, and they're doing a lot better job now managing that than they used to, and we're seeing an increase in great white mako's and other species here, which is a good thing because we have an overpopulation of marine mammals, and hopefully they'll balance each other out and be healthy for the fishery, and that's what it's all about, the work that I'm doing.
So I mentioned as we were bringing you into the conversation, the parachute team, the Golden Knights, the Army's parachute team, and how they had done their research before they came to St. Louis to perform because of the Mississippi River. And they all knew that sharks have been found in the Mississippi River, so they were afraid to land in the water.
Keith is laughing.
How common? That's what they said. How common would it be for a shark to make its way upstream? I don't feel like it could make its way to St. Louis, but what can they do?
What can they do is I don't know. If you get in the water, you're always in danger. But I'm not sure of the geographical area and how far up, and if bull sharks could make it up that far or not. But I would generally think that they would be safe. That would be kind of a unique situation.
Okay.
I have a subjective cultural question for you, Keith, and that is, a lot of people became more aware or more afraid of sharks after the movie Jaws. Do you think Jaws was a net benefit for sharks and people relationships, or did it hurt the relationships between sharks and people?
Well, I think it's probably somewhere in between there, because it's brought a lot of attention, which has fostered a lot of research, and people have become more aware overall, I would say, and that's a good thing.
Keith Poe, we love talking to you, and we appreciate it, and we know that this is a fun week for you, and we're looking forward to watching the show tonight on Discovery. So thank you for being with us today.
Yeah, have a wonderful day.
Keith Poe, shark expert and tagger. He's been doing that for 3 decades. And again, it is Shark Week on Discovery. So the show Keith will be featured in is called Black Makos of the Abyss. It is tonight, 9 o'clock Central Time. So 9 o'clock our time, and you should be watching that on Discovery. That's Amy Marks Kors. I'm Chris Ranji. This is 104.1 FM KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.